You know those trade wars or disputes that we're in? They're just a diet, sort of like weight loss. It's the Business News Hour for Thursday, the 16th of August. Thanks for coming by. Also today, the markets rebounded big time on the hope of new trade talks with China. Best since booze was made legal, distillers are getting high on pot. Today, Walmart put Amazon on notice. Wally World is coming back big time. So much for JCPenney and Hope. Same could be said about Sears, and we'll have details on that. Guess what's back for consumers strapped for cash and wanting a home? Manufactured housing is making a big comeback. Those stories and more today on the Thursday edition of the Business News Hour.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AURION.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. RE/MAX Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the greater Des Moines Metro. RealEstateConcepts.net. The Business News is next.
When it comes to dog food and treats, you want something natural. A dog food or special reward that feeds great is made here in the USA and helps your best friend live a long and healthy life. That's what you get with Country Vet Naturals. Natural goodness in every bag. And for those of you who want grain-free, they have that too. Country Vet Naturals, now available in the Des Moines Metro. Learn more at countryvetnaturals.com. Country Vet Naturals, loved by pets, trusted by owners.
When you think about AARP, you no doubt think about aging. In reality, AARP Iowa is all about family. From lifting up family caregiving concerns to the Iowa legislature, to providing reliable information on fraud, to supporting art and culture, AARP is all about creating a better state for all of us. Learn more and get connected with the real possibilities of AARP Iowa. Google AARP Iowa and let's get started with you and your family. AARP Iowa. We're really about possibilities. Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of AARP Iowa. Real possibilities for people of every age. AARP Iowa and Country Vet Naturals. Loved by pets, trusted by owners. CountryVetNaturals.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Thursday edition of the Business News Hour. I'm your host, Michael Libby. You want to reach out to us? You can do that on Twitter. We are at IOB_NewsHour. You want to reach out to me personally? Also on Twitter, it's at Michael Libby, LIBBIE is how you spell the last name. Well, members of President Donald Trump's administration have been trying for months to explain the benefit of the president's trade war, and now officials appear to have developed an odd new comparison to get the public on board with the tariffs. Both Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross and Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue have compared Trump's tariffs to a weight loss regime. Back in July, Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross said the trade fights, quote, "It's no fun in the beginning, maybe a little bit painful, but at the end of the day, you'll be happy with the end result," end quote. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue yesterday said the tariffs were, quote, "a little bit like weight loss. It's kind of painful to start, but you're healthier in the end," end quote. Now, as it stands now, the pain appears to be hitting U.S. manufacturers and many farmers. On the manufacturer side, increased costs for parts have forced companies to delay investments, lay off workers, and move operations away from the United States. On the farmer's side, prices of crops like soybeans and corn and hogs have nosedived, cutting into already precarious revenues. But unlike a diet, those companies dealing with the pain have no control over the length of the trade fights and the lack of a clear endpoint or a goal that separates the reality from the Trump administration's comparison. There you go. Now we know. It's like a diet. Well, today the Dow posted its biggest jump since April on the hope of restarting trade talks with China. The Dow was up by over 395 points at the bell, with big gains being posted by Walmart and Cisco Systems. All of the indices, as a matter of fact, were up, and we'll have details later on when we look at the numbers. About restarting trade talks, there is a political reality to getting something done. It's called the midterm elections. If this is resolved before the midterms, it will remove a cloud of uncertainty from the market, and that will bode well for the GOP. You're welcome. You know, we want you to know we have a new partner for the Business News Hour. Action coach Monty Wyatt is bringing back the Live to Lead seminar on October 12th. Now, Live to Lead is a full day of inspiration from the likes of John Maxwell, former HP CEO Carly Fiorina, author Daniel Pink, and adventure woman Deborah Cyril. It's the fifth year for Live to Lead, and you're invited to attend. Tickets are on sale right now. You can find them at livetoleaddesmoines.com. And how you write that in, it's live, the number two, leaddesmoines.com. livetoleaddesmoines.com. Check it out. Well, the Wall Street Journal today said that the parent company of Corona has decided to invest heavily in the marijuana industry. Constellation Brands announced today it's invested an additional $4 billion in Canopy Growth. That's a publicly traded Canadian cannabis producer. Constellation first took a 10% stake in Canopy back in November to create non-alcoholic cannabis-infused drinks. Constellation's investment in Canopy, that's the biggest known deal in the marijuana industry so far, shows just how far traditional alcoholic beverage companies are willing to go to find growth. As sales of beer falls in the United States, brewers have begun to bet that legalization of marijuana around the globe, especially in the United States, will continue to build momentum and sales of cannabis products. The research firm Eurometer estimates that the American market for legal marijuana $1 billion by 2020. That's up from $5.4 billion. In 2015, and that is a bunch of weed. Well, part of the driver for the big day in the markets was the report out of Walmart. The Bentonville, Arkansas-based big box giant reported second quarter results that were, well, impressive. Its U.S. comparable sales rose by 4.5% over a year earlier. That's an increase that easily beat analyst expectations and made for the retailer's best performance in more than a decade. And its e-commerce business, that's a focus point for investors amid the looming threat of Amazon.com, that delivered a solid 40% gain in sales. But the strongest case for Walmart's health comes from some of the other data in the report. Traffic in its U.S. business was up by a robust 2.2% over a year ago, meaning Walmart is doing a better job of luring shoppers back to its brick-and-mortar stores, and average ticket price? Well, that rose by 2.3% over a year ago, suggesting people are filling their carts with more stuff when they show up. Walmart stock? Well, that was up by over 9% or $8.42 a share to end the day at $98.64. Other retail news was not so rosy. J.C. Penney reported miserable second quarter numbers, missing estimates across the board. It also slashed its full year guide. JCPenney stock dropped by 25% in response to the awful numbers to $1.76 a share. You heard that right, $1.76. You know who else had a bad day despite broader market strength? Yeah, Sears. That struggling department store was down by over 8%, likely in sympathy with the weak numbers from JCPenney. By the way, a share of Sears Holdings will set you back $1.46. Wow. Why are investors lumping JCPenney and Sears together? Well, because both are struggling department stores with bleak outlooks, dying brands, and troubled balance sheets. At this point in time, it's perfectly legitimate to wonder whether these companies will even be around in a year. Ouch. Well, as home prices go up and wages stay stagnant, there's something in the housing market that's making a bit of a comeback. What is it? Manufactured homes. Shipments of manufactured homes have been rising every year since 2009. Why? Well, Americans are coming face to face with it. Factory units not only are being made more affordable, but also they're appealing without the old trailer park stigma. And it helps that they've been getting fancier. Rona Homes in Ohio has customization options like hickory cabinets, rainforest showers, and built-in entertainment systems coupled with electric fireplaces. You don't think about solid granite being in a manufactured home, but it is, and the floors look like hardwood, even though they're linoleum. And get this, it's all about the price. According to Census Bureau data, Sale prices for new double-wide manufactured homes averaged about $91,000 in March. For new single-family homes, including wholly site-built and modular homes, the average price in June was over $363,000. Let's see, we got $91,000 here, $363,000 there. We thought you'd be interested. Well, stocks closed higher today on renewed hopes that a resolution for a trade dispute with China could be on the horizon. Investors also cheered those strong quarterly results from Walmart and also Cisco Systems. The Dow gained 396 points and change for its biggest one-day gain since April 10th. The S&P 500 added 0.8% as consumer staples and telecom outperformed. The Nasdaq, meanwhile, rose by 0.4%. National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow confirmed earlier reports saying that China and the United States will hold a fresh round of trade talks later in August, giving investors hope that the two world's largest economies can solve this ongoing trade spat. But there was some sobering news that went largely ignored. Weekly jobless claims totaled 212,000 last week. That was a little bit below the Reuters estimate. Meanwhile, housing starts totaled 1.16 million in July. That's well below the expected 1.26 million expected. At the bell, the Dow was up those 396 points and change to close at 25,558. The Nasdaq gained over 0.4% to close at 78.06, and the S&P 500 picked up nearly 0.8 to end the day at 28.40. Gold gained $2.70, crude oil was up by 47 cents to $65.48 a barrel, and the 10-year T-bill up slightly to 2.86%.